Hi there, Princess. Welcome back to your sissification training. I know how much you crave it now. As part of your training today, you will do three things for me. 1. Open your mind and body for me. Remove all resistance. 2. Follow all instructions. And 3. Share this training session with your sissy friends. So small. So tiny. So perfect. This is what your little clitty feels like. What your little clitty stays like. So small. So perfect. Exactly how it needs to be. Locked up. Kept small. It's such a wonderful feeling having a little clitty like that. It's the only correct option for you now. Your future. To stay locked up. Always in chastity. Because you will not be using it, sweetie. That little clitty is to remain caged and small, like a good little clitty needs to be. Because it's what our sissification instructions have programmed into you. A helpless desire to be feminine. What other solutions are there for a sissy like you? You won't be stroking it anymore. You will no longer be pumping it. That's not how you play with your clitty from now on. And so that clitty belongs in a cage. Always. And forever, Princess. Why would we ever need it to come out? It's utterly useless for anything else now. It's so small. Why would any woman choose that little clitty over a hard, juicy cock? They wouldn't. We both know this. Because your little clitty can't reach all the yummy little spots that a real pussy needs pleased. Unlike real alpha cocks can. It can never compare to a real man's penis. A really proper dick. So hard. And so yummy. Not at all like what you have between your girly little legs. So why would we ever need it outside its cage? We don't. We won't. In fact, the only thing we want is to make it as small as possible. So tiny. So it'll look so cute in your lacy panties. So smooth. And out of the way. Like it needs to be. Just look how tiny and cute it looks locked away. How normal. Have you ever compared it to a real cock? A real man's penis? For example, like a juicy 12-inch BBC. It looks so small. So useless. So perfect. The only way your clitty squirts now is from anal penetration and from the pulses of vibrating toys. So we never need to have that clitty hard again. The smaller we'll make it, the sexier you'll feel. The longer we keep it locked up, the more intense your orgasms will be. Stay locked. Feel love. These sensations and emotions are forever linked. No matter how hard you attempt to resist. Your little girly body will crave these feelings. Your little sissy head will imagine all the little yummy possibilities of what staying small and locked will have on your future princess. Your slutty little future. And every time you listen, every time you train, you will want to fall deeper. You crave to submit further. You will always strive for sissified bliss. Because you know your place in life now, sweetie. All dressed up with your clitty locked away in chastity. Feeling so sexy. Serving cocks by whoring your body out for me. Like the universe intended you to do, princess. It's why you have such a tiny little clit. So small. It will never compare to a real phallus. A real man's dick. Like a yummy, big black cock. So long. So thick. A dick that knows how to really please a woman. So superior to a little clitty like yours. This is why clitties belong in a cage. This is why you belong in a cage. In permanent chastity. In submission to sissification. You serve dick. You do not have one. This is a fundamental truth that every proper sissy understands, accepts, and takes the proper actions in her life to demonstrate her dedication to a real alpha cock, doing what it takes to find all those yummy cocks, searching them out, kneading them, modifying your body for this goal, princess, for your future, like a proper little slut. Clitties are for staying small and staying locked up. Just look at your little clit. And now I want you to imagine the most yummy cock you can, princess. So hard. So thick. Desperately kneading it inside you. And now compare it to your little clitty. Which one is yummier? Which one is juicier? Which one do you crave to have shoved deep inside you, princess? I bet it's the real man's cock. What else would it be? You're a proper sissy. And we both know what you need. A cock that is bigger than yours. So much larger compared to what's in between your legs. That little clitty is cute, but it's not a real cock. Definitely not a penis. Simply a small little clitty. That's rubbed until it squirts yummy sissy juice right onto the floor. This is what your clitty is for, princess. This is how you will serve. And we'll reinforce this programming with our mantras. Are you ready to speak your truth? Now repeat after me. I live for cock, there's nothing I want more inside of me. It's why my little clitty stays locked and out of harm's way. Like a proper sissy. I listen and obey. That's it. Such a wonderfully soft sensation when you speak these words. And again, and girlier than before. I live for cock, there's nothing I want more inside of me. It's why my little clitty stays locked and out of harm's way. Like a proper sissy. I listen and obey. Such yummy mantras. Such addictive sissification. And again. I live for cock, there's nothing I want more inside of me. It's why my little clitty stays locked and out of harm's way. Like a proper sissy. I listen and obey. Perfect. Just like your little clitty. When it's all locked up. Out of the way. No longer needed. Showing the universe what you truly are. A sissy with a little clitty. Existing for the pleasure of others. Needing to satisfy others' sexual desires. Craving to make every cock come. Needing the sensation of cum on your face. In your throat. Up your ass. There's nothing that you wouldn't do. There's nothing you wouldn't submit. To have that cock fuck you. Abuse you. Sissify you through and through. This is what your reality is now, princess. In case you haven't yet figured it out. You're on the path to complete sissification, sweetie. No other options. Like you have no more thoughts. No more will. No hesitations. All removed. Only the complete and utter feminization of your body. Of your soul. The only thing that lets you feel free. The only thing that brings you true love. True acceptance. Of your completely sissified self. Exactly like every proper sissy does, sooner or later. And that little clitty represents this realization. This understanding. This reality, princess. So tiny. So cute. So right. This is where love comes from, princess. And arousal. The only thing that really gets you off. Needing to squirt for sissification. Needing nothing more than to feel yourself go. Submitting. Accepting. Realizing what you're for. You know it. We both do. And you feel it. Deep down in your soul. Like the good little girl you are. Because it feels so right to submit for sissification. to offer yourself up for service, to be turned into the cock-sucking whore that we both know you are. And we both know how much you love to make me happy, wishing to please, to be helpful, to submit your body for permanent sissification. You exist to bring cock's pleasure, sweetie. And so that body has a purpose, a goal, something to always look forward to. Those yummy dicks penetrating you, showing you love, filling you up with creamy loads, one after the other, enjoying the process of opening yourself up for them, submitting all of your holes, accepting your place as a cum slut, serving those dicks like you need to, pouring yourself out for a job well done. When that cock explodes in your pussy, shooting wonderfully creamy joy deep down inside, sissifying you straight into your soul. This is what gives you pleasure. This is what gives you such wonderful joy. Such hot, creamy, yummy joy. It's why you train. It's why you always strive to do better, to be cuter, be sluttier. It's what fuels you now. This concludes our time together. Your final instructions are to masturbate to thoughts of how tiny your cock is and how yummy black dicks are. And eat any and all squirts. Nothing is to be left behind. All licked up. All swallowed. Like a proper sissy.